This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Good morning, everybody. Mishnah Yom. We are back to live video shiurim. Okay, I'm back in Edison, New Jersey. Today we'll do Kelim, Yud Ches Vav, and Yud Ches Zayin, Yacho and Yachaz. Let's review yesterday, which is very nagea for today. Yud Ches Dalad and Hey. Let's go. Okay, it's good to be back with some live audience here. Malbein that you put on Lashonos. What is a Malbein? The Malbein, we said, was that piece, I don't know exactly, the extender of the leg.
What do they mean by strips?
Strips of wood.
Placed on the block.
A block placed on the strips. No? Did I say that right? Oh, these are Aleph? Oh, you don't have any Kalen Bases here?
On the strips.
Oh, I didn't bring them. Okay, because I wasn't around. Okay, I'll manage that. Fine. How do they translate it?
No, you were right. Block placed on the strips.
Block placed on the strips. So, many of you, they're mitamin. The lishainis, they're considered a chilek of the mita because they're always attached. Really? The lishainis? How's the lushan attached? They don't really explain how they're attached. The picture doesn't look attached to me. You may see that abshim and mitadin, because they are removed at sometimes. They don't pshitikliates. Next are part of the mita.
Did you understand what the strips are that they placed?
They're bottom support. The bottom to separate between the bed and the ground.
They're the
bottom layer.
They show the block, but they don't show the strips.
I don't know. I can't tell you what your picture is. Oh, Rabbi Yosi Mashnazoh Malbin Ibn Levi. I bring a raya from the Malbin Ibn Levi, which is attached to the next part of the bed because they are detached. This also is detached, and therefore I didn't shoot they kli eitz Mishnah Hey. Mita shaisot meya medris. A mita that a tumas medris. Nitlo kitsaru shtekarayim tmeya. Arugo shtekarayim taira. If you take off a kitsaru shtekarayim, still tell me, the bed is still usable because you could use it leaning and the guy puts his head on top. Those medrash remains, still a usable, functional bed. But if you take a ruchosh tekarayim, now it's not functional. Nechemia is metame. Why? Because you can put it against the wall. Okay, the next lines. Godad shnei l'shenes luchsen. How do they translate it by you?
Which word?
He cut the two boards vertically? Diagonally?
Diagonally. He used the word diagonally.
Yeah. All right. He cut the two boards that are standing each one opposite to diagonally from each other. So now the bed is in shaky ground. Or he was got a two legs, tevach al tevach looks, and cut off two legs. The bed can't stand at that point because the bed... It's got two legs that are diagonal from each other that are both shaky. It's not a very gishmak bed anymore. Or you cut the bed that now the bottom of the bed is within the tefach of the ground. It's tar. It's not considered a mita anymore. Right there. Hi, mita shayis. The mishnah vav shayis tamei medrash was tamei medrash that was sat on by a zov. This mishnah comes with different sugyas and shas. It's definitely from the more lumdish mishnayis of Kalim. Hi, nishbera arucha v'tikna tamei medrash. Arucha fell off. Now we didn't say arucha and shtekarayim, just an arucha alein, so it's still tamei, according to everybody. Okay. V'tikna. T'mei omedris. So you took off the arucha, you put a new one in. It still has t'mei omedris. Nachmal? Yeah. To be entire, we need to take the Arucha and Shtekarayim, according to the Chachamim. Fine. Now, the Chiddush over here also additionally, that the new Arucha also is Tumas Medrash, because of the rule of Kol HaMechubra L'Tamei Tamei. Now, the bed would have Tumas Medrash even if he didn't fix it. Well, the Mishnah did you fix it for other reasons. And again, for the sake of the Mishnah, fine. Okay. Nishbro Shania, our second Arucha broke. V'tekna, you fixed that one. Tehoira min ha-medris. Why? Here we go. The second one? Even though it never lost full functionality, what's the word? Parim chadoshes. As if the entire bed has left and is a new bed. Panim chadoshes bologa, new faces. Okay, chiddush. Now here's even this that okay. Each line here is a bigger chiddush. Aval tmeo maga medris. But it has tumas magas. If it touched the medris, and therefore it would be a rishon. Why? This is what they explain. Now, this is very hard for me to understand. When the first long beam was the new one that came in, it got mega medris because it was touching the bed, which is tumas medris. I thought it got medris. This it got maga medris. When the second one broke, and now the tumah does not have medris, but that maga medris remains because everything is touching the arucha rishayna, and therefore there's maga medris in the entire bed. There's all mechubar to that. Aha. So when that first arucha was put in, when the first one was replaced, it did not get medris that beam. It got maga medris, which is not the way it was mashing before. Now you're telling me that even though medris went off, everybody's attached to him and he's called mechubar l'tamei tamei. You can't get toma because you're touching him, because then you're touching a maga medris, a rishon, you're a sheni, kelim can't become a sheni. So you have to say it's mechubar l'tamei tamei. I mean, why is this chiddush to me? I don't know. It sounded like from the beginning of the Mishnah, when you put that first arucha in there, it gets medrash. Now you tell me it didn't really get medrash, got maga medrash. Okay. Let's go weiter. Avot lo yispik l'sakin rishay nach nishbrashniya. The second one broke. If the second one broke, yeah. Before he had a chance, Nachmo. The second one broke. Before he had a chance to fix the first one, then it's Tar Lagamri. Shevri Kalim. Now, they ask a kasha here. Even though the meat that fell apart is not tar, you take off two aruchos, that's tar. Okay, but if a ksar shtei karayim, we said it's tame. Okay, why is that a kasha? When it's just a ksar shtei karayim, it's still usable. When you take off two aruchos, it's not usable. What are we saying? Let me see what the Rav says. The kevin shbush de ruchas tzulachas not fit. I don't know what the kasha is. Okay. I don't really hear a kasha. I must be missing something here. This Mishnah says if you take off two aruchas, it's not functional. The Mishnah before said you take off ksar v'shtei karayim, it is usable. So what's the kasha? Take off aruchas v'shtei karayim, it's not usable. V'chaykesh mechem in chum. All right. Mishnah Zayin. Okay, so we know the rule of kol mechur b'letamei tamei. Something which is not etzem mekabel tumah, but attached to something which is mekabel tumah, it's one guf with one kli, and it's mekabel tumah. This applies even if a kli became tamei, then you mechaber something to it that was tar, and functions together, that is, it becomes one kli. I think we spoke about this at one point. Kera shayisa tamei medrash. You have a leg that's tumas medrash. The Zov sat on it, walked on it. It's chiddush. It's fit for that? It's fit for sitting on? He said, yeah, it's wide and you could sit on them. You could walk on them. Walking isn't good enough, I don't remember that. I don't know. Now, we're not talking about a case of a kara that came from a tumah that had medrash. Then it would be tar. Because if you said before, you need ruch shtekarayim, ksarav shtekarayim. So the kara became tummy on its own. V'chir bro lemita kula tmeya medris. The entire thing is tahamei medris. Kula tmeya medris. Why? Kol mechur b'letamei tamei. Perish, you took it off. Hitmei medrash. Bamita maga medrash. See, it says clearly. That's funny. A minute ago, I had a medrash, not only is maga medrash. It's so fascinating. Because I'm not mechur to that anymore. Wow. That was the case of the Rucha before also. It was medrash, and now it becomes maga medrash. That's fascinating. So that was the case of the Arucha before in the previous Mishnah. You put on a new Arucha, it has Medras. Then you take off the other Arucha, it drops down to Maga Medras. Panam Chadosh, if the Medras goes off, it gets Maga Medras in your Mitab. Okay, fine. Ha'isa Tamea Tumah Shiva. If it had Tumah Shiva, it was Tomei Meis, V'chir B'lamito. Kol Tamea Tumah Shiva. Chol Chol B'tame Tamei. Pirsha loses that. But it was not Mizmaga. It's going to have Tumas Erev. Tumas Shiva, the Mitam Tami Tumas Erev. So this beam, this carol, was an Avatoma. Touch the mace, it's an Avatoma. It's Tumas Erev. If I got that straight. Tumas Shiva is Tumas Mace. Yeah. Hoist me Tumas Erev. It had Tumas Erev. It was a Rishon. Chivul Amita, Kum Tumas Erev. Peshay to me Tumas Erev. It means a Taira. Because a Kalim cannot be Makabotum from a Rishon. So one is attached. Kum Makhubul Tame Tame. After a while, detached, not anymore. Kalim Makhubul Makabot from Avatom. Chain Ashain Shalmader. The metal tooth of the Ho. The Ho, the Ho, what do they call it? It was Tomei
pitchfork.
You put it to the madr, it's tar. Put it to the madr tar, it's Tomei Kamayu. Afterwards, not. Okay, stop there.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.